Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me, with great joy, is Father Michael Harchie. Father, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Father Adam. Great to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Father Harchie is a good friend of mine, and it's a great pleasure to have him. He was on with me when I had the live radio show.
It's true. We were, yeah.
And so let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for Father Harchie and for his vocation. Open our hearts to the truths which you wish to communicate to us in this time. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Father, usually on the first segment of these interviews, I like to hear people's story. You know, how they encountered Christ or knew Christ. Maybe you could start off telling us your background.
And yeah, Father Adam. Yeah, I'd be happy to. So for a long time, like as long as I could remember, it's not that I knew I wanted to be a priest, but I was like attracted to it. I wanted to be around priests, you know, from probably around maybe started serving Mass or whatever. And so I started serving Mass for one of the associate pastors at my home parish and you know, serving weddings for him and stuff. And so that kind of got me in to think like, wow, this is extra, you know, this is a little bit more than just like serving Mass. And so I would do, you know, a lot of that for him and with another server. And that, again, just kind of like fed into that. I want to be around priests. I wasn't like sure that I wanted to be a priest yet at that point. And then, you know, going back and forth in high school, you know, should I or shouldn't I, doing a live-in at the Josephinum. And those were all like, you know, helpful things. But I kind of, at the end of high school then, kind of came to the conclusion, like, I want to do it. It's something that I'm interested in. But I wasn't, like, convinced, you know, that it really was going to be for me. And along with that, I was convinced that, like, here I am. I want to do it. I know other guys who want to do it and who are sure, and they're going to the seminary. So, like, since that wasn't my experience, I'm like, well, that must be the type that God calls, you know? They have certain, you know, certain skills or certain conviction with it. And this is something that I like, I'm attracted to, but since I'm not convinced, maybe the Lord's not calling me to that. So I'm going to go ahead and just go on to university and, you know, plan my life out that way and just kind of forget about it, you know? So, yeah, I did the 4 years of college and finished and graduated and then worked in radio, actually, of all things, and media for 2 years after that. For a year in Ohio and for a year in North Carolina. So I was 24 when I finally entered the seminary. And it's weird. So, okay, so part of that, maybe attraction to radio and media and that kind of stuff, and attraction to the priesthood is like this desire for us to like want to do something great with our lives. We want to be somebody, you know? And I think that's something that resonates with a lot of people on a lot of different levels. We really, you know, we want to be great. We want to be recognized, you know? And then, you know, we've got to be careful, you know, pride or whatever can get in the way. But so, yeah, we want to do great things. But then, like, the more and more I thought about it, like in seminary and even after becoming a priest, like thinking about really the small miracle that it was that I even went to the seminary, it's just like this paradox of, you know, listen, I want to do something great with my life and more importantly, great for the Lord. But this paradox, though, that like when it's offered to you or when you can kind of like see the direction that it's going, can I actually do it? Can I actually say yes to that? You know, because, again, having gone to the university and having gotten, you know, my first couple jobs after that, there's a big part of me that could have said, like, this is familiar. You know, this is what you know. You got an apartment, you got a car, you know, you got a job. Just keep going. Because if you go in another direction, if you try to go to the seminary and quit the job, even if it's not that great, and move from the apartment, even if it's not that great, you don't know what's on the other side of that other door, you know? It's just too many unknowns. So, like, for me, the type of person that I am, it's like, okay, just stick with the path that you're on instead of like, here's this sort of, you know, something that I guess would be doing something great for the Lord and for a lot of other people and for his church to go investigate being a priest. Yeah, so to me, it really was kind of a small miracle to get me to that point. I, like I said, kind of going back and forth. So I had an application to the seminary, two times before I actually filled it out and sent it in. So like once in high school and then once in college. And I had it, and as I began to fill it out, it's like, it just doesn't feel right. But that during that second year after college, I had begun to fill it out again, sent it in, and was like, okay, this is a different feeling. I don't want to stop. Sent it in, and finally, moved back to Ohio, entered the seminary when I was 24 in 2009, and kind of never looked back.
Excellent. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is the great Father Michael Harchi. There's a couple points I want to pick out of your story, kind of to work on and elaborate. First of all, which is sort of towards the end of your story, but I think it's an important point, and that is this sort of desire for greatness.
Yeah.
Now, one that marks a lot of young men, mm-hmm. They say that, men in their late teens and 20s and maybe even into their 30s, they want to leave some lasting impact.
Sure.
Or legacy on the world, and change history.
Mm-hmm.
I think every man in some ways, if they really analyze that, and that's in their heart somewhere.
Sure.
And to see that, really, whatever it might be, the greatest thing that a man can do is to serve Christ, is to follow Christ,
yeah,
and to find
right.
him.
Absolutely.
I remember on a retreat, it was an Ignatian retreat, I had this great insight, the Lord, there were all these great things that I wanted to do. And even as a priest, mm-hmm. priests want to do great things, build a new church,
yeah, sure. There's
found
really
a parish,
satisfying about that.
Whatever right. it might be. Careerism doesn't go away,
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said to me, he said, the greatest thing you're going to do is to keep your eyes on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the beautiful thing in your story, is you followed that on your heart, that desire for greatness, but you saw that it was Christ who would fulfill it.
Yeah, absolutely. And not myself, not my own plans, but Christ, who is ultimately, if I abandon myself to him, going to do great things through me,
mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, part of what he means about by having a light yoke and an easy burden,
Mm-hmm.
That way he kind of takes over a little bit and really shines through. And so, and part of that, so now, I've been a priest for a number of years, and still, this, I guess, kind of discernment or whatever, this conversion, this continually forgetting ourselves in this desire for greatness and trying to keep our eyes on Christ. Jesus saying, follow me. Or one of my favorite passages now recently is when I had taken a trip again to the Holy Land, a little pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and I had been thinking about, my years as a priest so far, a few years as a priest, and how, at this point God is, he continues to ask things of me, right? So just because we've answered the call to be priests, it's not like, okay, that's done. And so you're still kind of, again, keeping your eyes on Christ, like you were saying, and still feeling unworthy, still feeling like, can I accept these challenges and things when they, when they come, new things that come into our lives. So some other things were coming up in my life, and I was, making this pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and that passage about the disciples fishing all night, and then Jesus says, hey, put out into the deep, cast the net over the right side of the boat, and they get this huge catch of fish. And Simon Peter just kneels down in front of him and says, "Depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." Okay, so here's this great thing that that happens, and now Simon Peter's this this Jesus is like is too much for me. I'm too aware of my own sinfulness. I'm beginning to get a sense of what you're asking of me, how you want me to live this priesthood, and saying yes to whatever it is that you know that comes my way, whatever it is that's asked of me, and just again finding that a little hard to accept. Can we recognize these opportunities for greatness in the Lord? Can we accept them, you know, when they come our way?
And I mean, I would even think, because there's a danger of Pelagianism too.
Sure.
That, you know, yes, the Lord is going to do great things through me, but it's not really the acts of virtue or the works that even the Lord, mm-hmm. you know, grace leads us to do. It really is just the Lord's presence.
Good.
In
yeah,
our life, I think.
Absolutely.
That's the great thing.
Yeah. And that's a good point to touch on. Like, so in that time of discernment, you know, like throughout college, like I would go to Sunday Mass, but not do a whole lot more than that. You know, observe Lent. Okay, all those basic things that you're supposed to do, but not much more. But then after that, when I was living in a small town in that first year after college, like I didn't know anyone else. There was nothing else to do. So I'm like, well, there's a Tuesday evening Mass. I'll start going to that. So and never really did a daily Mass, you know, much in my life. So started going to that. And then when I moved away again, getting a little bit more involved in my parish because there was no one else. So again, I think, yeah, those, like you're saying, those little acts of virtue, just keeping Christ present in your life in new and fresh ways, yeah, it helps us to recognize the call that he's, you know, I guess drawing out of us, asking of us, and helps us to be able to say yes to it.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Father, for joining us. This has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Father Michael Harchi. Thank you, Father. And until next time, peace and all good.